Welcome to Tusome Hadithi, where we celebrate our African heritage through the storybooks we read. My name is Jerita Mwake, and I'm going to be reading Swamseke Mbenyu, or Don't Laugh at Your Friend, a folktale from the Sagala Taita community of coastal Kenya. Make sure to listen closely for the sound of drum beats. The drum beats will sound when I say the special word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to find out if you guessed the special word right. All right then, let's get started. Koluo, ijoi moju mamboko kamlaga meena tatie akende kwa waiye. There was once a boy named Momboko who bade goodbye to his parents to go visit his grandmother. Ahongleni kadoka chanambweni weke kwa shambumbu. On his way, he met some girls at a farm harvesting black beans. Waja chana wakamuza. Njutwa rure kwasha, na utikuwa nyezengila ihenda kwa waiyo. The girls told him, "Please help us with the harvesting. Then we will show you the way to your grandmother's house." Momboko kajua kaze kwasha na achana wake. Momboko started helping them harvest, and the girls were so delighted. Wachana wakabuelo, nao hata wakamonyeza ngila. In return, they showed him the way to his grandmother's house. Momboko kadoka mkekulu mmoju, kedua inda. As he went on his way, he met an old woman removing lice from her hair and clothing. Nwarure kudua inda, Momboko. Nikon kwenye zarangila ikenda kwa waiyo. Momboko, please help me remove lice and I will show you the way to your grandmother's house. Momboko kadua inda za mkekulu talu hata kakoja. Momboko removed wawatalu's lice to the point of exhaustion. Talu kagora. Nda mugenda. Kwa kugana na chuchu moju ivunji kekuhulu, so aiseke. Kwa iseka, agon gako ago. Wawatalu, upon realization, told Momboko, "Go now. Once you meet a handicapped dog on your way, don't laugh at it. If you do, you're on your own." Kakogana na chuchu ikurugu saga magulu msangeni, kwani echu silochunu na iwe. A few moments later, he met the dog dragging its leg due to an injury on its waist caused by a rock. Momboko kalualo vurugu watalu, kajua kuseka ija chuchu. Momboko forgot Wawatalu's warning and started laughing at the dog. Kuchumba kaivongo kuhungu, Momboko kachuka mahulu hose. Kalemo kufika kwa waiye. A few steps later, he got into a ditch and fractured both of his legs. Therefore, he did not get to his grandmother's house. Mwisho. The end. Did you hear the drum beats? Did you discover the special word of the story? If you said kukwasha, you are right. Kukwasha means harvesting in Sagala. Harvest times in traditional Sagala culture were always a time of great excitement as families knew that they would not go hungry. During harvesting, most of the food was stored in granaries. Do you go to help your grandparents with harvesting during your school holidays? We hope you do. Which food crops have you seen being harvested? Ask your parent or guardian to share your response through our social media handles on Instagram or X pages at AfroKids Trust. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced with the support of Africa No Filter.